More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Caudette. When it comes to our well-being, maintaining good mental health is crucial. Across the nation, though, millions of people are struggling with this very thing, which can put them at a greater risk of depression and anxiety, as well as substance abuse, even suicide. So that's why one nonprofit is working to make a difference through impactful connection, not just helpful resources, but those connections to one another. So joining us now to talk more about Connection is the Cure, our founder, September Frogley, and event director, Jennifer Buteker. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
So September, let me start with you. For folks who aren't familiar with Connection is the Cure, can you tell us a little bit about the organization and how you started it?
Yes. So I grew up here in Boise and had a great childhood growing up in the North End. And I have two younger brothers, and my middle brother, Robert, he really always battled with his mental health. And I think that, growing up in the 90s, like there wasn't a lot of talk about it. There wasn't a lot of resources. And my parents did the best they could. But I think as his life progressed and life got heavier and harder, so did his mental health. And at one point in time, things became so heavy that he just carrying that weight, he couldn't take it and started using substances to numb that pain that he felt on a daily basis. And Robert was really good at everything he did, and that included his substance use. And it spiraled pretty quickly out of control after that. And I think walking with him on that journey and feeling that helplessness and that hopelessness and seeing his suffering and really not knowing what to do, I think it really blew every stereotype out of the water that I had about mental health struggles and addiction. And ultimately, on May 9th of 2021, we lost him to suicide. And following that,
taking
a deeper examination at that process that our family took with that loss, it became very apparent that there was a disconnect. At one point, there was this huge disconnect. And I think that's where things started to really go downhill. And then I knew that we needed to talk about this as a family. Like I said, the stereotypes and the shame that comes with this can be so heavy. And so as I started talking to people and I started learning more about suicide and learning about mental health through different classes I was taking, and people that had gone left instead of right, it was always a connection that pulled them out of that darkest spot. And so I put together that disconnect and then that connection and what that connection is. And it just really felt like so many of the like really pervasive issues that we struggle with in society can be helped by a connection.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, September, thank you for sharing that story. And really our heartfelt condolences to you and your whole family. With that said, when you talk about connections, how have you created those connections within your nonprofit? Like, what does that look like for folks who you know, maybe they're struggling to the way your brother Robert did, but maybe the struggle isn't as deep, but they still need that connection?
Yes. So with Connection is the Cure, we have three main things that we focus on, and that is bringing community together and planning community events where we connect people to each other and then people to the resources that they may need, that a loved one may need, or that they can have in their back pocket for the future. The other thing that we work on is education for empowerment in the community. So we have gathered so many different like professionals of all different levels that can teach to the importance of connection, that can teach how, parents and other adults in the community, how to talk about suicide with kids so that it's effective. And the list goes on of all the amazing people that we've collected and connected. And then the last one is collaboration. I think when we when I stepped out into the space of our community, I didn't know what existed. I think we didn't even reach out for any resources because it just felt like we were drowning. We didn't know what to do. And so bringing all those amazing nonprofits and the people in the community, businesses in the community, different professionals in the community that can tend to any level of what people need, if it's, you know, all the way over here, like Robert was, or if it's just, you know, teens that are needing a place to feel like they belong. So bringing all that, collaborating with those people and bringing that stuff to the surface so people can be made aware of really how great our community is.
Yeah. So I know you have an event coming up this next month, and Jennifer, I'd like to bring you into the conversation now. Can you tell us a little bit about what the event is and when it will be?
Sure. Yes. The event is called Stay 2024, and it will be held on September 7th. It goes from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and it will be at located near the Bandshell at Kleiner Park in Meridian. At 6 o'clock, we're having a battle of the bands, and I'm a musician myself. So I know part of the reason why I was interested in helping out is I am passionate about the effects of music and how it allows us to express ourselves and understand ourselves and connect with others and communicate with others. So we thought it would be a great, fun way to bring people together. We're having a battle of the bands. There's four bands competing. We have Almost Famous, Los Syringas, Pinwheels, Right Shoes, and those are the four bands that made it to the finals that will be competing that night. Throughout that event, we will be sharing different resources that will be at our resource booths, and we will have counselors on site. We'll have food trucks. There will also be a pickleball tournament, basketball competitions. For the pickleball, you can register right now. To check out our event, you can go to connectionisthecureidaho.org. That's all one word, connectionisthecureidaho.org. And then you go to the menu down to Stay 2024. And under Explore Events, you will see how you can volunteer, get involved, donate to the cause, or register for our pickleball tournament. The basketball registration will happen that night at the event. And for all of this, it's free. It's free to come to the event.
Oh, wow.
It's free to participate in the pickleball and in the basketball. And the hope is that you will feel inspired and want to donate to the cause. We have a raffle that will be going on that night with some incredible prizes, like some hotel stays, a weekend getaway in McCall, various different prizes that we will be having volunteers walk around and sell tickets to that you can enter and win some of those incredible prizes. All the proceeds go to Connection is the Cure to help us create connection and resources and education for those in the community. Also, there is a scholarship that September can tell you a little bit more about that we have just started. September, did you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yes. So my brother was a healthcare professional. He was a nurse by profession and was actually in nurse anesthesia school during the time he really started to struggle. And so he was in a healthcare professionals program for people with substance use disorder. And we have created a scholarship now for that program, through the state healthcare professionals, where if it comes to the surface that someone is struggling with substance use, that they enter into this 5-year program. And during certain times of that program, they're not able to work, and just as the process goes. So this scholarship will help lighten some of that financial burden that we all know is such a stress. So that's been a really awesome thing to be able to put together.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. Such an important nonprofit and mission. So thank you both. September, thank you so much for sharing your brother's story. We've been talking with the founder of Connection is the Cure, September Frogley, and event director, Jennifer Butikofer, talking about their nonprofit, but as well as their event coming up on September 7th at Kleiner Park in Meridian. The event is free. So we hope you can all join and help make those connections happen. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded Podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.